Good day, everyone. I'm here to represent my director, Mr. Sarifan. He's the director of Aquafit and Fish Medicine. Pasirvin is here. So I'll be presenting status of aquaculture feed and feed ingredients and its production in Indonesia, as requested. This is the outline of this presentation. So first, I would like to talk about background, our ministry vision and mission, and then Indonesian aquaculture achievement, aquaculture feed production and use, policies and strategies, experiences, major issues, and lastly, conclusion. This is a brief introduction about our organization structure. So after the minister, we have 6 directorate general, and one of them is Directorate General of Aquaculture, and we are here. We are here in the orange color, Directorate of Aquafeed and Fish Medicine. After that, we have technical implementing units. So we have 4 freshwater technical implementing units, 4 for brackish, 4 for mariculture, 1 for fish health, 1 for business services, 1 for shrimp and mollusk. We have also 671 technical implementing units in our districts. This is the vision and mission. As part of being one of the priority program in Indonesia, our president has a really concern about maritime Indonesia. So he stated that ocean is the future of our nation. After that, so our ministry translated it to vision. Our vision is to actualize Indonesian marine and fisheries to be independent, advanced, strong, and based on national interest. This vision is then translated into an integrated mission, such as sovereignty, sustainability, and prosperity. One of the main goals of this vision and mission is to increase Indonesian fisheries GDP from 8.96% in 2015 to become 12% GDP, fisheries GDP in 2019. So this is a DGA policy, Directorate General of Aquaculture. We have a policy to develop an independent, competitive, and sustainable aquaculture. This policy is then translated, is described to 7 priority programs. One of our priority programs is independent fish feed production to reduce feed product costs below 60%. Second, to develop aquaculture center integrated with processing units. Third, increasing competitiveness of aquaculture products. Fourth, increasing aquaculture production by 31.3 million tons in 2019. Fifth, supplying advanced broodstock and seeds. And then resource conservation and sustainability of aquaculture. And the last, fish farmer entrepreneurship development. Actually, in this slide, we showed Indonesian aquaculture, but somehow it doesn't appear here. We'll just keep it. So Indonesian aquaculture based on FISTAT, in 2014, Indonesia was ranked as the 2nd world largest aquaculture producer in the world. The highest growth of top 20 producing country in 2004. So we were the second largest producer of aquatic plants, the 3rd largest producer of fish, 2nd largest producer of tilapia, the 1st producer of milkfish, and then the 6th largest of carps. However, despite all of the achievement in aquaculture in Indonesia, finfish and crustacean production is still highly dependent upon the use of aquaculture fish composed primarily of important ingredients. So based on the GMPT data, this is our Feed Mills Association. In 2015, we used 1.1 million ingredients for fish, 1.1, and for shrimp, 360 some 366,500 tons. This is the fish ingredients. We can see in this table, we imported 65% ingredients. We imported for fish ingredients, we imported 65%. For shrimp feed, we imported 89% ingredients. The data that I showed you before is in line with import volume of fish material. So we got this data from DJ, from the Director General of Aquaculture Import Division. So as we can see in this table, in 2016, we imported 221,000 raw material. If we can see in this value, so in 2016, we spent 205 million. So we spent a lot of money for imported ingredients. This is our target. In the previous slide, one of our goal is to increase it, to increase our production to 31.3 million ton in 2019. This year we need to produce 22,700. It means we need more food, more feed. In 2017, this year, we estimated that we require 11.3 million ton for feed. This is the aquaculture producer in Indonesia. We have 36 feed producers located in 7 provinces, and the production capacity based on the report is 3,000 ton per year. So if we can see here, we need 11 million ton, and the producer only produce 3 million. Of course, this have caused challenges to Indonesian. Then the challenge are, firstly, how to control the distribution of raw material. Second, how to meet the fish feed demand. Long market chain, scarcity of feed in eastern part. As we can see in this, the main producer are in the western part of Indonesia. What about the eastern part of Indonesia? And high feed prices, limitation of high quality raw materials. So the solutions. First, regulation. We regulate how to import fish feed ingredients. There are 3 regulations to import feed. And to produce feed also, we certified it. And the second, self-sufficient fish feed program, or GERPARI. We call it GERPARI in Indonesia. The main goal is to provide cheap and good quality of fish feed. This national program consists strategies including creating raw material industry based on the local ingredients. Second, distributing fish feed machine. Third, build fish feed mills. Fourth, networking. And then fifth, segmentation. And sixth, clustering. Seventh, research on feed ingredient and feed and its ingredients. Let's see. We have mapped our local ingredients. So the source of local feed ingredients, it's in 18 provinces. And the local ingredients are such as snail for local field meals, blood, shrimpweed, etc. This is one of the GERPARI program. In 2015, we distributed 91 feed machines all over the country, and 378 packages of raw material. Of course, the raw material ingredients, raw material that was used for producing the feed is in collaboration with our research center. In 2016, we distributed 88 fish machine in this mill, and 48 packages of local raw materials. In 2017, to answer the production, feed production, so we will build 2 feed factories in the eastern part of Indonesia. And we also will distribute 200 feed mills, feed machine and this mill. This is the Gerpari production, self-sufficient feed production. So we produced 8,000 feed from the Gerpari. But this production is believed to be higher than this because this production comes from feed machine that we distributed in 2015. 2016, we distributed it in the late 2015. So the production comes from feed from a fish maker from the 2015. So Indonesia is now trying to develop feed product, feed from raw material. However, it will cause problems. For example, social issue, human needs in several districts in Indonesia. For example, for corn, we still use that as a main meal for the for human, and then livestock feed ingredients. And the technical issues is technical limiting factors of using locally available feed ingredients, low protein content, high fiber content, variable lipid content, possible oxidation and rancidity of lipid-rich meals, presence of anti-nutritional factors within the meals, generally suboptimal post-harvest management of many harvested crops with resultant of variable moisture level and possible mycotoxin contamination, and the last possible contamination of locally available ingredient source with adulterants by unscrupulous traders. So the summary is, the summaries are: aquaculture needs more feed and alternative ingredients. Second, the use of local feed ingredients should be increased. And the third, research is needed for local feed ingredients formulation. Thank you.